Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Oskay's ER trip, plus Pat's t-shirt and hot dog toppings. It's coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Being fiscally conservative, my friend, is what I'm all about. Squeeze a dollar so hard makes George's wooden teeth pop out. But something happens to me when I step onto a plane and open up that Sky Mall magazine. My heart starts a spinning, my heart skips a beat. I reach for the phone stuck in the back of the seat. I bought a surgical stainless steel turbo nose hair clipper. $59, a turbo nose hair clipper. Shipping and handling, a turbo nose hair clipper. Platinum finish, a turbo nose hair clipper. Woo! Well, now maybe it's the vertigo or maybe claustrophobia. 30,000 feet of pressure on my frontal lobia. Well, my eardrums squeeze and it muffles out the sound. I start to think about buying stuff I wouldn't look at on the ground. The night vision goggles, the electric muscle twitcher, and even that computerized cat box snifter. I bought a surgical stainless steel turbo nose hair clipper. A $59 a turbo nose hair clipper. Ergonomically guided, a turbo nose hair clipper. 6,000 RPM, a turbo nose hair clipper. A dual headlamps, a turbo nose hair clipper. A platinum finish, a turbo nose hair clipper.
Yes. We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee. Mr. Oskay, I understand, found himself in the emergency room.
So I went fishing.
All right.
I was supposed to pick my lady up at the airport. I was like, oh, I got an hour. I'm going to go and get some fishing.
So now you're on your way to the airport and you say, I've got an extra hour. I'm going to stop and fish.
Yeah.
So now, do you keep your fishing rod and your gear in the car at all times?
Oh, yeah.
It must smell wonderful.
Well, I don't keep the fish, so that cuts the pole's down on going the smell.
To, never Plus, mind. It covers up the weed please. Smell, so yeah. It's good for everybody.
Willie, that's our secret. So I catch a fish and on a lure, and the treble hook is really in this fish.
That means three hooks?
Yeah. Three hooks. And one of the hooks is really in the fish to the point it doesn't come out easily, and I'm struggling to get it out. The fish starts flipping around and drills one of the other, whatever you call
hooks.
It, hooks into my finger.
Nice.
And the more it flips, the deeper it's driving it into my finger. And so,
which finger?
Into my right index finger.
Oh, man.
So I am trying to hold the fish and take it out, but I'm using my non-dominant hand.
Sure.
And so the fish is angry now and it's flipping more and it's hurting. So I finally get the fish off. The hook is too far in. I go down to a fellow fisherman. I go, hey, do you have some snips so I can cut this off and push it out? And he looks at it and goes, oh, boy, you want to go to the emergency room for that one. Ooh. And I was like, I'm good. He goes, I'm being serious. So I go, okay. So I drive a half an hour to a med check, and I walk in. They go, oh, we can't do that here. You got to go to this other one. So I drive with the lure hanging out of my finger another 20 minutes.
Hey, wait. What's happening with the airport pickup?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Well, the airport, she just gets a text from me. Hey, I'm a moron. I stabbed myself with a hook. I'm at the ER. You're going to have to Uber home.
How'd that go?
She was fine. She was concerned about me.
I'm guessing that
she is. What happened
to
the fish?
She's pretty much.
The fish is back in the water swimming around.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Telling all his friends how
she's
got to
be
ruined my fingers.
Yeah, used to this behavior on your part.
You know how they catch us usually? I finally got one.
I got a big one. Yeah.
No, but
230 pounder.
Yeah, but the fish was going,
So I go in and they're like, we can do this. And in walks the youngest female doctor I've ever seen. Oh. I'm like, I don't think you're old enough to operate on people, are you?
Was it like the young female doctor in Roadhouse?
Yeah, really?
All right.
So she leaves. She goes, I got to get some tools. And a nurse comes in and she takes my vitals. She goes, Haley will be back in a second. I go,
Dr. Haley.
I go, who's Haley? And they go, oh, that's your doctor. I was like, oh, that's too young of a name to be a doctor. Like, can't be.
Yeah, Haley.
So she comes in with a man because he's going to have to, they're going to have to clip the hook.
Sure.
To get it out, to push it the rest of the way through because there's a barb.
Do you have the entire lure in your hand still?
Oh, yeah. I'm just,
have you not seen Jason, the picture? There it is.
That's me carrying the lure around.
And that's a treble hook in there.
It's all the way in.
And then you've got the lure is like a little tiny fish.
I can't look at that.
I'm just driving around holding this lure the whole time.
Don't ever forget this. Fish are cannibals. Don't ever forget that.
They are beasts.
Oh.
Okay, you can take that down now.
Yeah, that's
so they
gross.
Don't have.
That is rough.
They can't get it to cut. But the guy's like, oh, I'm a firefighter. I got some stuff in my truck. So he goes out and just comes back with some snips from from a hardware store.
Uh-huh.
And I go, are those like sterile? And he goes, you're getting a tetanus shot. Calm down. And so I'm not watching any of this because I'm a big wuss. And I hear it snap and I hear my lure hit the wall.
Oh.
And I go, oh my gosh, don't lose that lure. That's my favorite. And they're like, seriously? I go, I'm dead serious. Do not lose that lure.
I did get the lure. Such a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So they cut it out and then they cut the one side off. And she's like, well, this is going to hurt because now I have to make a new hole on the other side and push it through.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, baby.
And so they pushed it through and I was out 11 minutes later and driving home. And I met Maggie as the Uber was dropping her off in the driveway.
Wow.
Did you at least have a good bandage so you could show off?
They just put a Band-Aid on it. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
You should have said, look, I put a huge anything out because you can't get out of the Uber and go, well, I've got my Band-Aid. Couldn't pick you up at the airport.
Right. Well, she saw the pictures. So.
Yeah,
if it would have been me, I would have had a full cast on the arm.
I think Jeff is less prepared to lie to his partner than you are.
Yeah, I try to keep it honest. I do this thing.
I got news for you, buddy. That never works.
Honest is not the way to go.
Yeah, you got to lie.
Speaking of that, Pat. I noticed last week you were a t-shirt every day, which Pat never wears a t-shirt. Mm-mm. And then he meets back up with his lady, and now he's back to button-up shirts. Was she holding your good shirts hostage at her house?
There were a few shirts over there.
I noticed. He went to, all of a sudden, Pat's just a t-shirt guy.
Right.
Which casual Pat's Pat. Not a t-shirt guy.
I'm a t-shirt guy, yeah.
Not in no, studio, not. You aren't. And then all of a sudden, you're back with her.
No, Jeff.
I was always with her.
We established yesterday that we're going to have one of those signs in here, like the ones you see at a job site that'll say 372 days without an accident.
Yeah.
We're going to have a system in there so he knows if Pat is with his girlfriend or not, so we can base our conversations.
Well, this is helping too.
That would have helped.
Her new dog is as cute as can be, though.
Yeah, she's got new little puppies.
She got a new little puppy.
Oh. It is hard to keep track. It's happened so often.
Yeah. we have like maybe there's some kind of symbol in here. Maybe we don't know, so Pat won't know, but we'll know. Much the same way with Chick, you know, we could have a Chick mood rating thing.
I feel
it's
the
just
need,
red and orange.
I feel the need to ask you again. Who's told you that I'm moody? Answer me!
That is a good shirt you're wearing today, Pat.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm down to my new shirts.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is the old...
Have you been to her house to get
no,
your shirts
No,
back?
These have been shirts that have been in my closet since back surgery, so these are the thin shirts.
Oh.
Now, I have a question for Mr. Oskey. Did
we weren't done talking about me.
Did you, did you retain your lure?
Yeah.
And now, is it missing one of the barbs?
It is.
Obviously.
I ordered
Can you put a new...
Yeah, I'm putting a new drill.
How much does one of those fishing lures cost?
That one was like $15.
Okay, but is it hard to get... Can you get another copy of that one, or is that a good luck one?
Well, it was good luck until...
It catches fish, obviously. Yeah.
Are there fishermen that make their own lures and bend their hooks and solder everything?
Oh, yeah.
Do you carry a needle-nose pliers in your pocket so you can use that?
I did. That's how I got... the hook out of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't cut off. It didn't have a cutting thing, so I could. I told the lady. I told Haley.
Yes,
Dr. Haley.
Fresh out of med school.
I'm like, are you Eminem's daughter? What are you doing? I was like, oh, I was just going to go home and do this at home. And she goes, oh, well, you still would have been here just like an hour and a half later and in a lot more pain.
Yeah. God bless Haley and the crew for helping you out.
Yeah. Haley's.
So add a wire cutter to your.
I was just going to say, isn't there some kind of fisherman's friend pliers that have the whole deal, the wire cutter and everything you need?
Yes, I have ordered one. It will be in today.
Okay, good.
So.
Okay. Do you have like a special hook for your belt to hold the thing?
He's not a carpenter.
You're so
I just
weird.
Throw them in my pocket.
Do you guys remember when my dad had the cell phone clip that he wore? Like,
oh,
every
yeah.
Like
oh,
did he?
Yeah, oh, it was bad.
I remember when
I know somebody that still has one of those.
It looks really hot tucked into cargo shorts.
That's a good look.
That gets the chicks going.
Swore up and down he'd never have an iPhone.
Yeah,
he had
I remember
that.
Flip
phone it took him an hour to text. It was hilarious.
And now he's got the iPhone. Can't even turn the volume off.
I didn't have it on for the alarm.
Didn't want to have one of my alarm.
Well, the alarm won't go off.
I got to read the directions on these things. Well, let's go back to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Well, actually, I have an email.
Yeah.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, hello, greatest radio show on earth.
Ooh.
If you read this, it'll be my fourth time having something read on the air by you. Well, one more and you'll be in the five-time club. I spend all day listening to you guys on the app while I'm repoing cars. The other day, you were talking about hot dog toppings. Now, this is going to sound crazy, Chris says, but a friend of mine talked me into trying it, and it is the absolute best. Coleslaw and diced tomatoes on a hot dog.
Oh, that's good.
That's not crazy at all.
All caps, freaking orgasmic. And I don't know if you can say the name of the... Oh, it's Quick Trip QT, Quick Trip gas stations, have these on their toppings bar. That's the one he recommends.
Okay.
I think you and I agree on coleslaw, not too moist.
Coleslaw can be ruined if it's too moist.
Yeah.
I like a thicker coleslaw.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
I like my coleslaw like I like my blizzards. If you can turn it upside down.
that's a very good analogy.
That's coleslaw. Dear Bob and Tom Show, how can Tom be against Christmas in July when he celebrates half birthdays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Don, and you certainly do.
Excellent well, I think it's a matter of those of us that live in a civilized world understand that there are certain things that have to be taking place on certain dates.
This has to be somebody's half
birthday. But if they sold it as Jesus's half birthday, would you be down?
How about that?
Wait a minute.
Now you're talking.
Eight?
No, because it involves too many presents. And no, I like Christmas to be Christmas. Oh, I did suggest, though, since apparently the 4th of July now, they shoot off fireworks.
Anytime.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly.
First off, I resent that using my name.
Yeah, I would.
I've been writing letters. I'm trying to get rid of it. I'm a pretty straight shooter. A lot of Willies are straight shooter. That willy-nilly thing, that's not representative of any of us.
Is there a rapper named Willy Nilly?
No, there's not a rapper named Willy Nilly.
There should be.
Milly Vanilly.
Poor Willy.
Used to be Willy.
Willy Nilly. Who's the guy that pees all over everybody?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Yeah. Because there's also someone named Nelly, right?
Yes. There's Nelly. There is a Nelly.
What he has.
Willy Nilly, you've got both the Willy and the, if it was Willy, never mind.
By the way, Tom, do you know all of your children's birthdays?
Yeah, list them right now for us. Boy.
Starting with Sam.
Oldest to youngest.
Sam?
I'd have to sit down.
Sam's in January.
Early January.
No, you know what? I'll just take the months. It's fine.
I can do it by month. I can't do my two youngest sisters. I hate saying that out loud. I do not know what day it's on. I know one's in February, one's in March.
Nope.
What?
January and February.
Okay, thank you for that. I can do everybody else. Hey, you know what? I knew all my siblings' birthdays until I was 14. Once you have new siblings at 23, I don't think that's all the way my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
I can't remember that.
Now, Pat, you've got, what, five?
I'm the oldest of six, yeah.
Do you know all their birthdays?
Absolutely not.
And I was going to say, how many are you speaking to?
Wait a minute, I probably could do it.
At present, you speak to what, one of them?
Two now.
Oh, two, okay, oh, nice.
Two. Oh.
Two of six.
Good for you.
We're Irish. It happens, you know, every 5 years.
Yeah, I know you're Irish.
Okay. In any event, no. Christmas in July, I'm not a fan.
We do Christmas. My dad does Christmas when he was alive, did Christmas in July.
Yeah. He did?
Well, we were divorced, so he did Christmas in July, and my mom had the regular Christmas.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's there's an interesting twist.
Did he put up a tree and everything?
Yeah, he did the whole thing. Yeah.
Did he do it on July 25th, or was it just always a random Saturday?
I don't remember the exact date. Whatever date he wasn't doing a show. Whatever date.
Next year.
I'm doing Hamlet, boy. We can't celebrate Christmas.
We have Shakespeare in the Park on the 25th.
I'm going to see Bernadette Peters on Broadway.
What would your father say when you come in late at night?
Where have you been, boy?
Patrick, for your birthday, I got you light stage makeup this year. Rouge and mascara.
Lovely.
For my little boy.
Remember, if the audience can see you, you can see the audience. No, that's not right. Hang on a second.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.